WBEZ's Nonprofit Spotlight is supported by UChicago Medicine, providing expert primary and urgent care with locations throughout Chicagoland. Their walk-in urgent care locations offer a variety of services for adults and kids 7 days a week. No appointment needed. And for the visits that can wait a day or two, flexible hours and online scheduling make it possible to find a primary care provider partner. Learn more at uchicagomedicine.org.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. 21 protesters have been arrested today outside the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Processing Facility in suburban Broadview, and this includes arrests of faith leaders who were there for an organized event called God Demands Freedom, Faith Leaders Say No More Abductions. The demonstration began peacefully at about 9 this morning with singing and chanting. Tensions rose as a police officer pulled out a taser and shot it in the air as a warning. Advocates against domestic violence are applauding a move by Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson to restore funding next year for services instead of allowing money to plummet. My colleague Mariah Wolfel reports in Johnson's initial budget, funding for domestic violence programs would have dropped by 43% to $12 million because of dried up federal funding and decreased revenue from a home share rental surcharge. Domestic violence advocates tell WBEZ those cuts would have decimated certain programs, such as prevention education, rental assistance, and hotel stays for survivors who are fleeing. And now Johnson is pulling $9 million from the city discretionary budget as one concession to make his budget more favorable. After a cold and snowy start to the week, the Chicago area is enjoying a brief warm spell for the next couple of days. High temperatures in the region today are in the low to mid-60s. Tonight will be in the low 50s. National Weather Service meteorologist Kevin Burke says this means Saturday is going to start out warm and get warmer.
We're expecting highs tomorrow to be even warmer than today. Right now we're forecasting mid to upper 60s and wouldn't be surprised if there's even a few 70-degree readings in some of the area.
Burke says there is a cold front moving in Saturday afternoon, so daytime temperatures will drop back into the 40s on Sunday and Monday. It's going to be a face-off tonight for two Chicago area teams when Northwestern and DePaul men's basketball teams hit the court at Wintrust Arena. This has been a tradition since 2013 for these two teams to square off during non-conference play early in the season. Northwestern has gotten off to a pretty hot start, winning their first three games. Head coach Chris Collins says tonight's game will be a true test for the Wildcats.
They're going to play hard. They're talented. They're a lot more athletic and talented than they've been the last couple years, and they're going to be excited to play at home. And, you know, I think both of us, DePaul and Northwestern, as we're growing our programs, we like the fact of hopefully making this a little bit of a rivalry-type game.
Tip-off is 7:30, and just a note that DePaul Athletics is a financial supporter of WBEZ. And a couple of fun stories. The Chicago Trio has set the Guinness World Record of visiting every CTA train stop. Block Club Chicago reporting Matthew Pleasy and brothers Job and James Barbosa were clad in Chicago flag capes during this effort. They wanted to prove the city is easy to explore and to dismiss stereotypes that it is dangerous. Between a few bus rides and quick runs, they made their final stop in 8 hours, 58 minutes, and 55 seconds. And animal stories. Brookfield Zoo attendees can now meet two rare Amur leopards. The two sisters were born in July at the zoo. The pair increased the species' worldwide population that is estimated to be fewer than 100. You're listening to The Rundown. Talk about Chicago theater, and soon the subject will turn to director Robert Falls. Fall spent 35 years atop the Goodman Theater and in 2015 was inducted into the National Theater Hall of Fame. But he stepped down from the Goodman a few years ago. He launched a freelance career in his 70s, and this month he pops up in an unlikely place, Steppenwolf. My colleague, theater reporter Mike Davis, sat down with Falls and talked about the opening of the play Amadeus at his former crosstown rival. And just to note that Steppenwolf is a financial supporter of WBEZ.
I'm Robert Falls, and I'm here at Steppenwolf working on the play Amadeus. I mean, one of the wonderful things about this play is the older figure, Antonio Salieri, is threatened to the point of wanting to destroy this young man. because he's threatened by him and scared of him. But what makes it wonderful is that he's also the only person that recognizes how brilliant Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart is. And from a plot point of view, there's a battle going on with God, because Salieri cannot understand why God would gift this, in his opinion, gross, vulgar, young guy with these God-given talents. You know, I stepped down from running the Goodman Theater 2 years ago. However, even within that two-year period, I was actually directing two plays. I was not the artistic director, which involves a whole lot of other things in terms of running an institution than actually being in the rehearsal room, working on a play, working with actors, which is what I really love. So, yeah, I do come up, run into people all the time who say, well, what are you doing? Do you still live in Chicago? And I'm like, yes, absolutely. And I'm working and I've got projects coming up. I don't quite know how to say this, but, you know, Steppenwolf and the Goodman, there's no doubt, have been the two leading theaters for the past half century in Chicago. And there's been, I would say, a wonderful, friendly rivalry between these two theaters, which to me has kept both of us doing fantastic work. But, you know, there's always a sense of, you know, they're on Broadway doing this, we're on Broadway doing that, you know, that we share an audience to the great extent of wonderful Chicago theater goers. But I have always looked at Steppenwolf as one of the great theaters in the United States and probably one of the greatest, if not the greatest, theater devoted to acting. As a matter of fact, I counted it up and looked over the years that I've worked with probably half of the members of the Steppenwolf ensemble, either at the Goodman or at other theaters around town. So I was delighted to receive the phone call to work here. You know, I feel very lucky, again, that I can be selective. And what I really want to do is work with the people who I've known, who I admire, as well as working with theaters that are theaters that I find exciting. I just want to continue and will to work on exciting projects. And Steppenwolf Amadeus is really the first of what I hope will be many in the future.
Chicago Theater Director Robert Falls talking about his staging of Amadeus at Steppenwolf Theater. Weather, it is a sunny and pleasant day today, high in the mid-60s, and then cloudy tonight, a low in the mid-50s, and then for the weekend, mid-60s on Saturday and a high near 50 on Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thank you for listening.